The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dinkins here, and running late as we normally are on Saturday morning, but we do have Cliff Beeler, the assistant coach at Laverne Lady Wolverines. And Coach, before I get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and your capacity with this Wolverines ball club.
Well, this is my first year with the Wolverines. I came from East Tennessee. This is my actual first year being in Middle Tennessee area. Originally, I'm from Knoxville, and I went and played at Tennessee Wesleyan College for 4 years, and I was a grad assistant with the UTC men's basketball team for two.
So you're an East Tennessee boy. What are you doing over here? What are you doing out in Middle Tennessee? UT fan growing up, or?
A little bit, not exactly. My uncle went to Auburn, so.
Oh, that's a dirty word, Cliff. That's bad. Talk about Auburn and UT in the same breath. But anyway, first year coach. What have you taken in as in a public school and a high school in this first year? What have you learned? I guess, has it been a learning experience for you?
It has been a learning experience. You learn a lot more about not just basketball, but dealing with the students, dealing with the players. It's kind of a different experience because it's my first year being on the girls' side of things, as well as being in the back into the high school ranks. So.
A grad assistant's a little different, isn't it? I'm in terms of dealing with people and kids.
Yes, somewhat, but yeah, you have more of a say, I guess, now.
And you work with all aspects of the team in terms of defense and shooting, just
yes,
everything. Because I talked to Coach Kuhn, I think, not too long ago, mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, and he said you guys just kind of rotate it and deal with everything, really. No certain aspect of the game.
Right. We deal with everything. I mean,
it's been a tough year, you know, for the Lady Wolverines. Always we talk a little bit when you're going through struggles and there's some ups and downs and some highs and lows. How have y'all kept your focus? How has Coach Francis kept her focus the last few weeks? Because I know it gets more difficult as the season progresses.
You know, it has been difficult. It's been a little frustrating, but at the same time, it's growing experience for everybody, I think. And, you know, you learn a lot about yourself. Kids learn a lot, and you just have to keep pushing forward.
Do you work on in-game situations? And I think I've asked many coaches this question. When you are struggling a bit, do you look at small moments of time in a game? Let's focus on the 3 minutes here in this first quarter, playing really well, doing the things that you're supposed to do, rather than worrying about who your opponent is.
Yeah, we've had to focus on a lot of the small successes, and that's what we tend to try to push, especially in games. Let's go out here this quarter, limit the team to so many points, and really work on what we're trying to accomplish. So
you have had difficulty putting points on the board, but there seems to be, and I'm looking at the silver lining here, that there seems to be a little bit more offensive push in the last couple of games or so. A lot of it is dependent on size, and that's something that you guys are kind of limited in as well.
Right. We have. I think especially last night we had one of our players step up some in that aspect. Tamara Ross had 13. I think she's finally built up a little more confidence in her ability because I see it.
It's clicking a little bit.
Yeah, you can tell it kind of clicked last night, and I'm hoping that carries over. With us being so young and inexperienced, a lot of it's a little bit of confidence.
And leadership, I guess, too. It's kind of difficult to find somebody to take the leadership role on the floor itself.
Well, it's difficult when you know, we have two juniors, but between the both of them, there's probably a year and a half of experience combined. I know Tamara played last year, but she had to leave early. So I'd say, you know, it is difficult, but I think we're growing in that aspect as well.
You said you kind of saw something in her last night. That's a good feeling, though, isn't it, as a coach, because you see something, some bright spots, something to build upon, because that's kind of keeps you guys going, I guess.
Right. And, you know, I think that the others will build on that as well, because they were, I mean, obviously they were excited too. So I'm hoping that just festers and the confidence continues to grow off that.
You know, we talk about this district. It's really a hard district to try to rebuild, and because there's really nobody that you can sit there and go, you know, this is a really good game that we can get some confidence. And it's hard to, I guess my question, it's hard to get confidence when you're playing number 8 in the state, number 1 in the state, number 12 in the state, that kind of thing.
It is. I mean, this is a very good district, but we also harp on this a little. You know, you're going against some of the best in the state. So the experience that you're getting as a freshman,
nobody else can get.
Right. I mean, you can't buy that.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
whether you want to buy it or not, you can get it, don't you?
Exactly. And I mean, that's something that's going to carry over, and you'll be able to see that in the next couple of years when all the freshmen are juniors and seniors. I mean, that's really going to be something that we can draw back upon and be.
There have been a lot of changes at Laverne High School cosmetically, and the gym looks fantastic. I mean, I know you're proud of all those things, and
yes.
You know, but you all have actually made an effort to make that thing of that school a very attractive place to play. It's but the gym had just gotten some age on it, as you know, as most gyms do. But it just really looks good now. I know you're proud of that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've put a lot of work into that building, and just, you know, remodeling everything in the school building in general. But yeah, we've tried to make Laverne
one of the most beautiful floors I think I've seen in the county. I mean, it's just really, it's really pretty. You know, you get out there, and we did the district tournament last year out there, and it's just a really nice place to play. Let's talk about the district a little bit. I know you've got the district tournament coming up, and of course it's not an easy draw for you, but you know, you sit back and look at it in this district coming up. You're still just thinking about yourself, aren't you? I mean, in terms of how you improve, what you're going to do to improve, and how you, I guess, go about playing this first district game coming up.
I mean, really, that's about the only thing we can do as far as pushing to get better. So we are focused on that. Obviously, Oakland, very well coached, very good team, got some really good players. But, yeah, we just – our main goal is to get better, so we're going to have to focus on what we do, basically.
You know, Riverdale's up there, and, you know, we sit there and go, okay, there's Riverdale. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of excitement in this district with girls, because there's, I guess, Oakland, Blackman, there's Smyrna. Those three teams, Smyrna is a very – they're a scary team, aren't they? I mean, in terms of for everybody else.
Yeah, they can come in and surprise you, and the way they play, they leave it all out on the floor.
And Siegel's another team that could be a player in this thing too.
Yeah.
I've left them out as well. It's not, I guess, as you look on to next year, what are the things that the Laverne girls need to improve on? And I know most coaches will tell you the weight room, and I would think that probably is one of them.
Yeah, obviously we've got to get in the weight room. We've got to get stronger. We've got to get more confident in our physical abilities. A lot of fundamental stuff that we need to take care of. Just building our basketball savvy as well.
Yeah, you mentioned confidence twice now, and I know. I think you feel that's one of the biggest obstacles right now is just getting confidence and getting confidence in their ability.
Yeah. I think it's gotten a lot better. I've obviously seen improvements, but I think that once we have that, we'll be a different team. But I think we're growing in that aspect, though.
Well, good luck to you in this district tournament coming up. And I know Coach Francis will have the girls ready and ready to go. And she's got a good bunch of coaches around her, too. So I've had the pleasure of meeting all of you. So good luck, and good luck next year as well.
Well, thank you.
All right. Cliff Beeler, the assistant coach, Lady Wolverines of Laverne. And they are taking on Oakland district tournament action. And Cliff, help me out here because I don't have my sheet. 7:30 maybe Thursday, is that right? Right,
I believe so. Okay. Yes, 7:30.
All right, 7:30 at Oakland High School. You've been playing against the home team in that district tournament, won't you? That's going to do it for the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. And Cliff, thank you for being here.